Okay, we're going to finish up the front alarm points today with gallbladder 24 and liver 14. Gallbladder 24, of course, is the alarm point for the gallbladder meridian. So when you strike gallbladder 24, you're going to get gallbladder bilaterally and you're going to get triple warmer bilaterally. And interestingly enough, that's really about it. Right? It is hit in and down with a chopping action. However, gallbladder 24 is a wonderful body knockout point. Because you've got fire and you've got wood with the activation. So all you really need is metal. And you use a knife hand on it, you've got metal in there. So you have just a wonderful, because the point is critical, you have a wonderful knockout there pretty much every time if you hit it hard enough, depending on how well you can strike it. What happens in that particular point is because it's sitting in an intercostal space, any of the points that are located in an intercostal space, the brain reacts very, very strongly to stimulation because it is possible for a rib to break and puncture the lungs. And a punctured lung can very quickly become a death sentence. Today, if you get medical attention quick enough for a punctured lung, you can do okay. But getting medical attention that quickly quite often is just not very, very possible, right? Especially when it comes to a street altercation, because it usually doesn't just end when the lung gets punctured. Right. Next we have, as the last one, we have liver 14, which is the alarm point for liver. And this is also struck in and down because there's no place else for it to go, right? You've got to go down with it because liver 14 is the top, the highest point in the liver meridian. This will activate liver and it will also activate triple warmer. Right? Liver 14 is an interesting point. It can be used for a body knockout, even though I would prefer gallbladder 24 and liver 13 together to do it over liver 14. But, you know, it gives you lots and lots to choose from in that particular area. Once you learn to the area and you get good at the alarm points, you've got three points in there that are just absolutely wonderful to work with on a continuous basis, right? Now, make sure as we conclude the lessons here on alarm points, make sure that you memorize all of this information and you know the exact location of the points for easy access to them, right? As I've stated before, these points not only activate meridians, but they relate directly to the health of the organ. So when I strike liver 14, I am affecting the functionality of the liver. And depending on the condition of the liver, it will dictate how long the functionality will be affected. Right? For somebody with a really healthy liver, liver is a very resilient organ. It's not going to have that much of an effect. Right? For somebody whose liver is not so healthy, and in all honesty, that's probably the majority of people anymore with the diets, it's going to have a very, very big effect. Right? When you are working with alarm points, I suggest you stay away from lung 1, conception 14, and conception 17. Definitely do not do them for public demonstrations if you're doing public demonstrations, because you're going to tend to hit them a little bit too hard, because no matter how many years you have been training and teaching and practicing martial arts and those things, when you start doing demos, the adrenaline does kick in, right? Because you love what you're doing. And those points can just turn out to be really, really kind of nasty. I do recommend more sticking with the yang alarm points for training, but make sure that you do address the yin points as well. Okay. Now, in the next lesson, we're going to start to get into the associated alarm points. And that is a lot of information, and it's going to take some time to go over. And then after we go over that information, we have to relate the two together, because there is a very important relationship between the alarm points and the associated alarm points. Okay. From that particular point in time, we will move on to some other things and take a little bit of a break from the alarm points. And then when we do come back to the alarm points later on, we're going to be going into the special alarm points and how all those relate to everything that happens. Hope you guys are getting something out of this. I know you are. Please feel free to send me the questions, right? Because the more you ask, the more you learn. Because I don't always think of, there are things that, you know, are not always heavy in my mind because I've been doing this for a long time. So definitely ask those questions, right? You guys have a great day. We'll see you in the next lesson. Ciao.